In this podcast, I'll be discussing the film Mulan. The main points I'll talk about are the cultural significance of how she is represented as a female hero in the Chinese culture, the hero's journey as a heroine's journey, and the archetypal hero's journey characters apparent in Mulan. Mulan is a female character and essentially the hero in Mulan, as this takes a huge part in her culture set in Imperial China in the Han Dynasty. It is a film where it challenges the stereotypes of gender and the form of empowerment of the female identity in the Chinese culture. Mulan is a strong-headed and independent woman who believes in brains over looks, as she sang, "How about a girl who has a brain and always speaks her mind?" As back then, women were to stay indoors and have a domestic role and to never interfere with affairs of the state or nation, including war, which was only associated with the men. Mulan was practically brought up to be virtuous, and in showing others she can bring honor to all and her family, in being an honorable bride, which is set at the beginning of Mulan. In this Chinese culture, a patriarchal society, yet Mulan was able to show female heroism. As even though the influence of cultural significance in Mulan while using the Chinese culture set Disney apart from the traditional heroes, as traditional heroes are defined as those that abide by the law, does not bend or break them, and follows the rules in order to protect society and its people. Common examples of these heroes are the famous Superman, who fights for truth and justice while abiding by the American way. In comparison to this, using Mulan, she becomes a hero to her family and later on for her country. Before this, it is clearly shown she disobeyed the rules and laws of the country. As such, the rules she broke were going against her family to dress up as a man, taking her father's conscription to head for war instead of her father, which by doing would bring much shame and greater dishonor on her father. This behavior was not accepted of ladies by men in the society throughout all of China, and the laws she broke were interfering with the affairs of men by lying about being of the male gender. Even for partaking in the war, it would result in her death if she were to be found out. Even so, she is classically proven to be a hero and is appropriate with the standard of modern heroes. Her strong sense of determination in her will proved to be the outcome of a traditional hero. Not the typical hero's journey, but the heroine's journey. For Mulan, she goes through the heroine's journey. Her journey starts with a shift from feminine to masculine. This begins when Mulan tries to bring honor to her family by going to the matchmaker, but only to fail trying to be the Chinese feminine role and disappoint them. Soon after, messages from the emperor come to Mulan's town to announce that a male from each family must fight in the war for their country. Mulan realizes that her father is too ill and will not survive. She willingly takes her father's place. During this shift, she boldly identifies with the masculine world by cutting her hair off with the sword and leaving it behind with her hairpin. She then places on her father's armor and then rides off, and in this scene, the horse kicks back with the lightning, showing her change more clearly with a strong influence of the low camera angle. And then she leads off to her road of trials. She faces many difficulties with the training at the camp. This is where she has to truly embrace this masculine world. Here she will have to drift further away from her feminine side. She is able to overcome these challenges, and with the help of the people around her, she proves herself successfully by defeating the Hans. She is the one to set off a cannon in the tricky situation with the battle against the Hans, showing her true side through a masculine role when the men themselves could not. After the Han's defeat, the rise of the illusion of success appears. Mulan seems to be successful and proud as she has saved Li Sheng. This earned her to rise as a successful male warrior and the respect of her peers, thus showing her acceptance to the male realm of war. All of this is crushed when everyone finds out she is a female due to her prior injury saving Li Shang. The descent to the goddess comes when Mulan was forced to be left alone on the mountains by her comrades. Mulan discovers that the Hans have not been fully defeated as they are still alive. Mulan reconnects with the feminine side when she was left alone. She remains as her female self and knows she cannot defeat them by herself and heads back to warn and help the army once again. She remains as the feminine side as she realizes both can be used. This is depicted in the final battle against Shan Yu. Mulan incorporates her learning from being a soldier, the masculine side, while bringing her female characteristics to distract the enemy. She goes to battle as a female along with her three allied soldiers that dress up as females to head into battle and save the emperor. By doing so, they highlight the worth of a female character. The movie ends with Mulan having both the male and feminine side in her return back to her family. She brings the emperor's crest and Shan Yu's sword to show how she has brought honor to her family. Her family is proud of Mulan no matter what and knows she has brought pride and honor. The last scenes of the film remain at eye level with peace medium shots and close-ups to create a calm environment where both genders are and can be equal along with the viewers. The hero's journey is a journey more for traditional heroes stuck to the more common side of superheroes, while the heroine's journey allows female characters to be portrayed as a hero. The hero is Mulan. She will do whatever she believes is right, and she is determined and hardworking. This is proven when she willingly stands up to protect her family and all of China. She took the call of action by taking the conscription and became a soldier and saving the emperor from Shan Yu. Throughout the film, Mulan was shown eye level to us, but when her feminine side disappears, we see her from a low angle, depicting she has the power. The shadow is Shan Yu. With his Han army, he is the ruthless and murderous villain in Mulan, the leader of the Han army, the imposing forces to the Imperial army. They aim to invade China and kidnap the emperor, while also killing a whole army. He is shown he will kill his enemies in cold blood to prove his strength and power. Shan Yu is painted with dark and black colors. The color black means chaos, death, and evil. In the film, each character that had become before Shan Yu was shot in a view looking down on them, then us being the view of looking down on the viewer. This would show how much strength and power he holds. The threshold guardian is Fa Zhou, Mulan's father. Mulan's father tries to stop Mulan from disrupting and interfering when he has to go to war. During the argument, Fa Zhou hovers over Mulan as he is taller and out of rage. This shows his dominance within the family, while viewers relate or sympathize with Mulan, who we are eye level with. This is Mulan's first biggest obstacle in starting her journey, as she plans and succeeds in leaving while he is asleep. The mentor is Li Shang, who is captain of the army Mulan is in. He trains them in Mulan to become men, worthy of more when they had first come. He guides Mulan to become a stronger and a warrior. He is the captain and the superior male of the army, so he is able to tower over Mulan, showing that he is dominant and stronger than Mulan. Emphasized in the scene where he spares her life when found out she is a girl. She is lying on the bare snow on the ground while he can only look down as shown through the camera. The hero can be depicted by Shifu. He is the emperor's consul, issuing the report for war and the one given to Fa Zhou. He believes highly of himself, yet through the perspective of viewers through the shots, he can only be shown higher to prove such dominance with an object. The horse makes him seem higher than the rest, yet when it is himself, viewers can be eye level or above him. The shapeshifter is Shifu. He is a consul that must stick with Captain Li Shang for during the war. He would be a good character but cares only for himself, which would cause bad influences, as he would threaten others using the emperor's name, trying to report Li Shang on not doing a proper job and that he himself should take over. Especially when Mulan was found out to be a girl. Shifu did not care but for her to be killed, even when she proved herself worthy. The trickster is Mushu. He is trying to help Mulan on her journey while adding humor to the film. He helps Mulan with various situations that aren't that helpful, yet they do work out. Apart from the serious subjects of the film, Mushu is the one to bring out the laughter and comedy in a film, from backfiring plans to savage jokes. Mulan's allies are Yao, Ling, and Xianpo. At first, they were not immediate allies, but after Mulan gained their friendship through her male self as Ping, they have followed along with Mulan to the journey to the battle. Once again, after Mulan seeks help, they are willing to and would go to such extreme conditions for Mulan and the sake of China, defeating Shan Yu with their help. For these three fellow soldiers, the angles they were shown are eye level with each other and Mulan, showing they were neither more dominant than her.